What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for May 25th, 2017.
We're gonna get through it.
It does not feel like it's already May, Nick Scarpino, the producer slash
producer. It's already June almost?
It's almost kind of funny live.
I'm kind of funny live. I'm excited about what I'm dreading.
Is all the work? Yeah. I am dying right now.
Yeah, I know.
I am feeling, and I can't imagine what Tim's at. But right now for me, this isn't a woe is me, I'm crying about it. I did this to myself, could have fucking stayed at IGN, just hosted a show. It's, okay, Kinda Funny Live's coming, which means right. I need to talk to all these people, which means Tim's giving me all these things, which he should do, which means I need to write this, which means right. I need to plan this. E3's the next week, so I need to book these final live show slots. I need to get appointments made over here. I need to book our flights to E3, but I need to know how long Jen and I are staying after E3. That doesn't affect you guys, but I'd like to book you all at once, so we're just on the same thing. Yeah. So everybody would get my TSA pre-check after that, then it's VidCon. But am I going to VidCon anymore? They're playing fast and loose with
your heart.
Tim's
that sucks.
Travel. So here's what we're gonna do. Pushing this stuff over here, all right? You push your stuff over there.
Hold on.
By the way, I want you to know what Andy Cortez came in. You know what he did?
What did he do?
Didn't have a computer in front of him. Great co-host. Didn't get distracted by IMDb.
Oh, I'm just
didn't
going,
Google up boobies.
I'm going
didn't
there.
Have conversations with people in the chat.
When well, he's a terrible co-host, isn't
well,
he?
Well, no, he was good host to me. He was a great. He
all
was
right,
a
I'll
great.
Push this over there. What do you need? What are we doing? We're gonna play a board game today.
Kevin, oh, I'm gonna need. Shit. Kevin, I'm gonna need.
Are we eating peanut butter? Please be peanut butter.
So now, what has happened here is that a friend of ours started doing PR for a mobile game.
Okay. Is that mobile game called Cookie
the
Jam
mobile
Blast?
The mobile game is called Cookie Jam Blast. And she hit me up and she's like, hey, would you like to play Cookie Jam Blast? I'm like, is it on Vita? And she's like, no. And I'm like, then no, I
then
don't.
No, I don't like
but
that.
She's like, what if I told you Jam City announces hit mobile game Cookie Jam Cookie Jam passes 100 million downloads. It's Cookie Jam Blast launches Mark's company's first original. I was like, no, I don't care about any of that. And then she said, what if I sent you a box full of cookie butter? And I said, well, what's cookie butter? And she sent it. Kevin, I'm going to need a big old sky cam here. So we got Cookie Jam Creamy, all natural sweet spoonfuls.
This is just going to be pure sugar.
Don't worry about what it is. Don't you want a better day?
I'm having a great day. I'm not having a bad day. What? I came in today very excited.
Are you opening a new one?
Yeah.
Is there an old one open?
We might have tried. Kevin and I might have gotten into one already. Get in there. Get in. Kev, go. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Now you said, is it peanut butter? It pretty much is.
But with a twist.
Whoa, no, it's not. Whoa. Oh.
It tastes.
Does he not like it?
Gingerbread. It's gingerbread paste.
Ginger snap, so what it tastes like.
Ginger snap paste.
Yeah.
Good call. It probably is that.
Is it ginger snap? I feel like it's, no, it's like snickerdoodle.
Do you not like
snickerdoodle.
It?
Snickerdoodle.
I can't tell from your expression if you love it.
It is pure sugar.
Kevin, what are you eating?
He's having a bowl of cereal, I guarantee it.
Okay.
Wow. That is good. A lot of sugar.
Really
it's
good.
Like it's like a smushy cookie. It's like if they took
yes.
a cookie and sort of just made it into this consistency. I don't know what this is. Like, what is it?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, yeah.
There's 16 servings per container.
Now, I'll tell you what I really like.
Yeah.
Is for Kevin to bring me the jar of peanut butter with a fresh spoon. And I'll start taking that motherfucker
Well, you
down.
Get one scoop out of it. You're sicky sick over here.
Yeah, but I can't do this spoon. I already did this.
Jesus,
spoon.
Kevin. So I think the sugar boost is what we needed to get the day straight.
Woo! I can't bring myself to eat the rest of this.
Really?
Yeah, it's so sweet. I don't eat a lot of sugar. So, like, this thing is, like, destroying me right now.
I don't think you can buy
you know what we should
jam
do?
Creamy anywhere.
What I had a great do? Idea.
Yeah.
This is how my brain works. So you're tired, so you're not creative right
I'm
now.
I'm not tired.
But I'm well rested. T-shirt cannon. Kinda Funny Life 3. We put these things in there.
Look at it!
His glass jar. These glass jars?
Yeah, they're snowbike mics out there with it pales in his head. Like, oh my god!
Daryl, avenge me! Oh my god. All right, you know what these look like? Giant cans of, like, this is like American
food.
Baby food.
Yeah.
There you go. Here it is.
We've got lots of cookie jam.
When I bought these spoons, I was like, man, I got really screwed.
These tasting spoons?
They're like tiny, but they're perfect.
It's weird though. It's weird that if you look in this, it looks like someone's taking a small spoon every day and just scoops it out of this.
It is weird.
It's
like,
so strange.
That was, I had bought a thing of peanut butter.
Kevin, go to SkyCam.
He's here getting garbage. What do you want him to
I
do?
I don't even have my phone.
Right.
Otherwise, fair. It would be able to.
It's kind of weird. It looks like almost this spoon fits like perfectly in here.
Big Kev dog, when you're done there, will you do me a favor and get me a cup of coffee as well?
Sure.
Thanks. We'll keep the morning show rolling as we eat peanut butter and other kind of cookie jam. Now, cookie jam, I can't speak to the game. It's a Match 3 mobile game, I'm pretty sure.
It's, well, I mean, it's good.
But I can tell you the jams.
Let me see how many grams of sugar this has per serving.
Didn't look that bad. It should not take you this long to read.
Well, it's got, it says 5.0.
Well, it's because it's got two, it's total sugars, 5.0.
For an eighth of a cup, 16 servings in here. Okay, that's not that much.
It's 92 calories. That's pretty much health food.
It's pure sugar. I love how people are picking up on the fact that I said this is American baby food. That's right, because American babies are fat. Gotta feed them a little extra.
Gotta put it all
that,
in there.
Get that early onset diabetes just going right off the fucking bat.
Kevin, in the chat, Graham of Legend is asking for a cup of coffee too. Graham of Legend would like a cup of coffee too. It's your boy Graham.
It's my sweet boy Graham.
Graham, are you coming to Kinda Funny Live 3, June 3rd, San Francisco, California? Get your tickets now, kindoffunny.com/KFL3. Xavier Woods is hosting. Whole bunch of crazy shit's happening.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Brettless says, Jesus, it's only 57 degrees in San Francisco right now. That is correct. It's a chilly, chilly Billy day.
It's good, I like it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Been too hot
recently. Fuck the heat.
You know what I did yesterday, Greg?
Huh?
You know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do yesterday?
Fuck. Hold on, let me pull up the picture.
I don't want that.
Kevin's looking at it.
But I took
it. You didn't want the peanut butter?
No.
This happened to me last night. Jen made a very healthy dinner. Delicious. I wasn't even that hungry because we had eaten Mexican food so late in the day.
Right.
Had the healthy dinner, but then it was trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't want to put it on the thing.
Just toss it on the ground. Here, I'll toss it in the cookie box.
What? Yeah, put it in the cookie box with you. I don't want to put it here.
Lick it thoroughly. My
you know, it's licked. Oh, it's been licked.
Thoroughly?
It's been licked.
It's fine then.
And I was like, babe, we got 30 minutes before the ice cream place or the Froyo place downstairs closes. Do you want to go get the ad? She's like, well, not really. Do you want? And she's like, we got Jell-O pudding. Do you want, like, should we have the little cups? I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, no. She's like, well, no, but eat it. I'm like, it's not
You're
even
not
that.
Getting what I want.
It's yet. Not even that. It's like, I'm not hungry. Like, I'm not doing this because I need sustenance.
Right.
I'm doing it because I want it to
be fun. Yeah. What? How's your Froyo place downstairs? Because if you have a clutch Froyo place, that's
awesome.
Very dangerous combination.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really good.
I have some of the best Froyo a block and a half away from where I live, and it is just fucking taunts me.
Yeah.
It taunts me.
That and the burrito shop you love there.
What's funny is my wife actually knows she has them on speed dial.
Yeah.
And she calls just to
check. She calls the Froyo. Oh, she calls to check the flavors.
Yeah. Because she doesn't.
I thought she was calling ahead. Nick's coming in. I need this with this many bananas.
No, the guy sees me and he's just like, yeah, you had to get.
What's the flavor she's looking for?
She usually looks for what's she like? Oh, she likes the mint. Like she likes like a I guess like a I don't know, fucking mint.
Mint? Yeah, you can say mint. Yeah, you can just like
she also likes peanut butter and she also she is like, it's like a Oreo, like cookie, anything like cookies and cream. She'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big peanut butter fan, and I'm also a huge salted caramel fan. There used to be a place called Yopi that had a bomb track, salted caramel.
Yeah.
And every day you'd walk in, they had a little board where people could vote on what the next thing was, because all the flavors like went. And my wife and I, when the person in the front wasn't looking, we'd judge all the little magnets over to the salted caramel.
Wow, what a bunch of assholes.
We were fucking dicks.
Wow,
we were
that's
fucking
a
dicks.
Ballsy asshole.
And that place went out of business.
Nick, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce the new segment, Slow Clap of the Day. This, come on, hit me up. This slow clap of the day is going to John_Frick in the chat.
That was a fast clap. No, do it. Stop. First off.
Stop. Let's do it again. Nick's the only one who's going to clap. Nick, I need you to give the slow clap of the day to John_Frick in the chat.
It's still too fast.
Now he's doing great.
Now you guys all join in. Now you guys, there it is.
In the chat, John made me smile. John made me smile throughout my stressed out haze and says, why hasn't Colin been on the morning show recently? How long is the next episode of Colin's Right going to be? It's a fucking movie.
It's tied with the animated show.
It was great,
show.
John.
There
great
you go.
Job. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We come to you with the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping in the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns.
I thought I put 12. It's like half filled. Dumb.
No, it's fine. 213 days till Christmas, everybody.
Eddie Luke 46 says, I love how Nick is like, even though that's pure sugar, I have to watch what I eat. And then he forgot he drank more sugar than ever last week. What did I drink last week? What did we do last week?
You had like 15 Red Bulls in
But they're
row.
Sugar-free
These
Red Bulls.
Sugar-free
but nobody's paying attention
Red Bulls,
to that.
My
Shit.
Friends. Sugar-free. I'm killing myself in a different way with aspartame and whatever the fuck niacin is. which I'm assuming is some sort of vitamin.
We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping in the chat to answer questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, I reach the internet, grab a video game, toss it to one of you. You can win it live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, or you can win it later on youtube.com/kindoffunny, or podcast services around the globe through Patreon, or subscribing to us here on Twitch, where you could take Amazon's money.
Now, Greg, I'm sorry to interrupt you again, because that spiel is perfect. You just did a great job. But there was a breaking news in the comment section. K-Town124 says, Kevin looks like a lumberjack.
That's nothing new. That's the least breaking news. Now, Kevin, what I'm not happy with is that your hair looked funny today, and then you put the hat back on. Show everybody your hair. I want to see it in the thing here, too. Man, we had a lot of cookie butter when you see the screen. Whoa. So what's the plan with this hair?
I don't know what you mean.
Are we getting married in this hair? You're gonna cut it off right before the marriage?
Yeah, that's the plan. Although Paula's been like, oh man, it's messy all the time. Maybe you should just cut it now. It's like, well, where's the fun? What have you been building to?
Exactly, Paula. You know? What if this? What if we get Donald Trump to come out and shave your head at Kinda Funny Live 3, similar to how he did it to Vince McMahon?
No.
What if I shave your head? We have a hair versus hair match.
Oh shit, I would like to shave your hair. No.
No, I'm not gonna let you do it. We're gonna jury rig it so I keep my hair.
No, I'll cheat. Yeah. Yeah, like I'll be like, oh yeah, let's do that, and then I'll immediately pin you.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Andy Cortez didn't text and drive. Also, is my computer playing music? Where's the music coming from?
Who's hearing music? It's your computer. Downstairs.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't hear music.
The comic shop has their music turned up so loud.
Maybe it's your phone?
I don't hear anything you're talking about.
Someone's playing music over here.
It's definitely your laptop.
Is it the school?
And it's not my laptop.
Mute your laptop. Right? It's 100% your laptop.
Anyways, top story! Top story! Ignore it, doesn't matter! Where's that coming from? I have everything else closed. No, it's right here. It's the ad. It sounded like Nirvana, though. Where do bad folks go when they die? They don't go to heaven where the angels cry.
How do we orchestrate it so that Kevin has to eat a whole one of those in like under 5 minutes?
I just ask him. Hey, Kevin, you want to eat one of these fucking cookie jams in 5 minutes?
No.
Whoa. Whoa!
Hey, Nick, we're getting a curtain. You hear about this?
Ugh. Why?
So we don't have to look at him.
You
understand that if he gets a curtain, it's going to cause a numerous other problems, right? Where he won't actually physically be able to see what's going on set. He'll have to get up constantly and walk around.
Why would I not be able to?
But the problem is, I think it might make him better at his job because he'll have to watch the screens more intently. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing I talked about this on Monday show, right? Tuesday show, Monday show.
Do not get a curtain.
The problem is,
there's
I noticed
no room over there.
I watched the Dunham PS I Love You. And the problem is that I am now trained that when I want to talk to Kevin, I look over at Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Which is
and that
problem.
Doesn't work in a real podcast. Yeah. The morning show, morning zoo vibe, baba booey, that's fine. But I still feel we should train ourselves to look at the camera even when we're talking to Kevin.
That's
fair. Look down.
Yeah.
I mean, I just put myself right there. There we go. Now you're looking right at me. What's up, buddy?
That's a gift for you. Put it on the gift board. First story. Comes from EW.com. The New Mutants details revealed. X-Men franchise goes horror. The New Mutants, the long-anticipated X-Men spin-off movie, is going to be a comic book film that goes in an unusual direction. Quote, we are making a full-fledged horror movie set within the X-Men universe, director Josh Boone says. There are no costumes, there are no supervillains, we're trying to do something very, very different. Game of Thrones' Maisie Williams has been cast in the role of Wolfsbane and Split actress Anya Taylor-Joy as Magic. Sources close to the production say that Henry Zaga, seen most recently in 13 Reasons Why, will soon be announced as the role of Sunspot. Unconfirmed chatter has it that Rosario Dawson is currently in talks as well. Wait a second. Oh, this is a Marvel. It's a Fox movie.
This is Fox.
Stop it! Stop being greedy, Brolin, Dawson. So you're in your own Marvel universe and staying in your own lanes. Don't be crossing over. I don't want this crossover stuff. I don't want this. Is that okay? Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Chad, am I allowed to say that?
You're allowed to say whatever you want to say.
Well, I'm allowed, but am I saying the right thing?
You might not be.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
X, the New Mutants, they announced, right?
Yeah.
I don't know them, I don't care about them.
Right.
They say Maisie Williams is in it as fucking Slipknot or whatever the fuck her name was. I'm like, don't know her, don't know that, I mean, I know Maisie Williams.
I was like, you know
whatever.
Maisie Williams.
Don't know the character she's gonna play. So far, New Mutants has nothing going for me. Has nothing. Don't care about New Mutants at all, right?
Yeah.
And then they say, horror, no costumes, no supervillains. Oh, okay. Now pretty you're getting cool. me. Pretty now cool. you're getting me.
Pretty cool.
If they got up there, they got a bat. They had two strikes.
It's similar to another
14 men on base
franchise that no one gave a fuck about until it came out.
Yeah.
One, Guardians of the Galaxy. Could you have named one character from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Before it even got announced as a movie?
Yeah.
Probably, no, I'm not going to.
What about one character from Inhumans?
No, still can't.
Yeah, so the same. You same
know the Thunderbolt dude. What's
sure, I can give you really rough outlines of people. What's Guardians, I honestly, Guardians as a DC fan, I really don't think I could even give you Rocket Raccoon. No, because I think even when Marvel Heroes started getting taken around and they were like, we'll put Rocket Raccoon in there, it might have been because he was going to be in the movie coming up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's entirely why. No one was you know what? I'm really fighting hard for Rocket Raccoon to be in these games.
I'm the world's biggest Rocket Raccoon fan. He put that motherfucker in the game.
He's not really a raccoon, but he looks like one.
I feel bad for him.
Eh, whatever.
I'd like to hug him, but then he'd bite you.
Then he'd bite the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And he'd use that Bradley Cooper voice.
Anybody in the room reading the new Guardians of the Galaxy book for Marvel?
No.
I picked up with it. It's good so far.
Yeah?
That's nice.
Yeah?
I mean, they're doing because they're aping the style of the movies now.
Sure.
And so I'm like, all right, cool, I'm in. New stories, new people.
It's still a different world. Right?
Sure, but I mean, I can get over. I feel like I have a little bit of a connection to the characters now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where do bad folks go when they die? Remember that one?
No.
Side note.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Total non sequitur. Gotta clear something up.
Lay it on me.
My Reddit name is Nick Scarpino. There's no underscore. I just want everyone to know that.
Is there a Nick underscore Scarpino in there?
Someone posted. Yeah, someone posted.
Really?
As an AMA for me answering questions that were a little too.
On the nose? Nailing it?
No, not on the nose. Just completely disrespectful.
Oh.
And like pretending to be me.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Fuck that guy.
Have you gone in there and chimed in and said anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's why you need the confirmation picture. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know anything about Reddit, but.
When you do an AMA, you pair it with a photo of you that's like, hey, I'm Greg Miller and I'm doing an AMA. And it's a photo of me with the sign and the date.
Right.
And it has their username in there.
Anyway, long story short.
Is this on our Reddit?
Yeah.
Huh. Did you tell the mods?
I
think I'm a mod.
Well, yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm on it. I'm on it. Hold on.
Don't worry about it. Do it later.
Hold on. Oh, I got to hit enter. I put in the URL and it didn't go. Where am I? AMA.
Do it later.
No, we're going to nip it in the bud right now.
Right there. Boom.
Uncle Nicky AMA 61. Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's got spam. All right, so I'll remove it. Well, hold on. I'm going to ban Nick underscore Serpina first.
There you go.
Right?
Or should I just contact that guy and be like, let's just embrace it?
Give it to me. No. Give now you're going the opposite way.
You should have the same handle everywhere, Nick. You hit that guy up and be like, hey, I'll forgive you if you just give me control of the account.
No, I just don't care. I want my handle. I want
One Shot's got it upvoted that this is a fake account, so there you go.
Yeah, everyone figured it out eventually. The problem is the guy used the word toss salad, and everyone's like, it's gotta be Nick.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There seems to be too much punctuation in here for this to be Nick. That's what I would say.
What are you talking about?
I'm just gonna hold on.
I use good punctuation.
Also, you don't use toss salad. You say,
eat that ass.
Eat that ass or tongue punch the fart box.
I don't say tongue punch fart box.
Yes,
I like
you
to use
did.
The. I use one word only to describe your little brown hole you got down there.
No, what is that's it? Not what and we're thimble. Talking about,
the
though.
The butthole.
The thimble.
Kevin.
Yeah, but we're talking about eating
when
ass.
When I take.
How do you describe eating ass?
I don't do that. I'm a Catholic.
Whoa, hold on a second. All right. Whoa.
Okay, that's kind of funny. That's against Jesus' will.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on.
Kind of funny eats ass.
Like, we can't go any further with this conversation because Cage Cammy 85 has a great comment. Wait, are we sure this guy on the stream today is actually Nick?
Holy fuck!
Quick,
Nick, I want you to
show
lift,
hands.
Lift your computer.
Point to the person you think.
Don't spoil that. That moment's too good.
That's too good.
Lift your computer, and if you blow out your back, that's Nick.
God
Tell
damn.
Me, what does Sean Pitts' underside taste like?
Oh fuck, dude, that kid's brutal. We got brutalized yesterday. He made me stick around for like the advanced class, the no-gi class, we just got brutalized.
The picture was great though.
Really, hey, you like my rash guard?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
My Army of Darkness rash guard?
But yeah, I saw that picture and I was like, look how happy that son of a bitch
I was either going to go with that or the Star Trek, the Next Generation rash guard, but I'm not a captain yet.
No, you never will be.
It was like the captain's rash guard. I'm like, I'm not Jean-Luc Picard. If they had a Wesley Crusher rash guard. I would totally go for that.
I can't wait.
Crusher.
I can't wait till our Star Trek Let's Play goes out.
Stop really spoiling good. And teasing all the Let's Plays.
Fucking killed it.
Cougar, you want a spoonful of this fucking goodness?
Well, clearly, I can tell you right now. Does Cool Greg want some of that? Of course. Because as usual, and I love you, don't get me wrong, Cool Greg only shows up at the office when there's free food. I don't know how he times it. Do you DM him or something? When yeah. It's, is there a Cool Greg symbol that goes out?
2 days ago when we got a box full of fucking candy, I said, hey, we're going to be eating some good shit on fucking Thursday.
I like when Cool Greg hangs out.
Cool Greg, go get a spoon.
Cool Greg, Cool Greg brings a vibe to the office that's...
It's cool.
Like, cool. It's just fun and young and hip.
I feel like that. You know what Cool Greg reminds me of when he comes around?
What's that?
And this is like the opposite of the real situation. Cool Greg, when he comes around, does remind me of when I was like a little kid and you're like I'm like 10 and like a... 20-year-old cousin or 19-year-old cousin comes around and you want to try to impress them. And you're like trying to show them that your comics and your Superman figures. And
so is that me to him? I'm trying to impress
We're
him.
Trying to impress Cool Greg every time. Yeah. He's cool. We want him to like us. We want him to like say stuff.
He doesn't. He's not easily impressed by me.
Not at all.
I've tried to impart words of wisdom and he's like, yeah, all right. That shit's split.
And I'm like, Caesar04 says Cool Greg has a food spider sense. All right. One of these is open. Cool Greg. That one's not it.
I like, we have to have at least one Getty's in the office at all times.
Good point.
If Tim's not going to be here, Cool Greg has to
get right in there. Try some of this cookie jam. It's creamy.
So it's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's super. It tastes like a liquefied cookie.
What if you put that into cookies?
It's very similar to cookie butter.
I'm cool.
Yeah, it's gross.
No, we got to get bagels, though, Greg.
Oh, I'll get a bagel.
Get some bagels. Throw that shit on top.
You're going to put that on top of bagels? Oh,
man. Yeah, man, that's what it's for. Read the little fucking thing on the side.
Ah, oh, Christ.
Maybe it's
heads up, this is not showing anything.
Yeah, maybe we haven't got any tips.
That's fair.
No, that seems like it's wrong.
The idea is like to spread it on things like Nutella, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We have four.
Stigma 2121. He is going home now. No, I'm cool, and he's just gone.
Nah, I'm good. Bye.
So I'm gonna use stream. Oh, you can put them up here. I can read them from here. All right, cool. We'll check in later.
Okay.
We'll keep doing news stories for now. Over at GameSpot, Alex Newhouse says Nintendo Switch now fully compatible with Unreal Engine 4. Epic's Unreal Game Engine 4 is one of the more popular game engines out there, and dozens of games have been made using this tech. Now, UE4 developers will be able to bring their games to even more platforms as the latest release of the engine fully supports the Nintendo Switch. Epic and Nintendo have collaborated on making UE4 compatible with Switch, and they have now released source code for the engine to approved creators for free. This new release, UE4.16, replaces version 4.15, expected, which had experimental support for Switch development. You can now apply to become an approved developer over at Epic's website. If you're approved, you'll gain access to the UE4 Switch Developer Forum to talk about it with other creators. Kev, can you do me a favor? I'm throwing you a curveball. While you're still in this view, just go to my Twitter, twitter.com/gameovergreggy. While we're talking about independent developers, UE4 obviously super accessible, over on Twitter, I retweeted, if you scroll down.
Oh, look at
that. I know, we're so in love.
I fucking
God, she's beautiful. Scroll down. Right there, Adam Sessler, Babylonian's coming in. There it is, right there, but below that, Damon Baker. Update for those in the Americas, please direct your interest in developing for Nintendo Switch to third-party publisher at noa.nintendo.com. Everybody do that. And you see there's a European one there too. Please use digital_publisher@nintendo.de if you want to do that. Because we need more Nintendo games, you know that, Switch.
We do. Now, have you cooled on the Switch lately? Are you back to PS4?
I've cooled in the way of I'm not playing it on the daily right now.
You're not
you're not
getting card up.
No, that's the thing. Because there's a lot of good shit right now.
Well, this was the inevitable, right? We all knew that once card hit, it was going to be a little bit of a dry spell up until.
My thing about it is it's not even a dry spell. It's the fact that we are all so busy.
Yeah.
We have like the steam coming out of our ears. You feel the gears grinding. If we were all still playing card every day, I'd be doing it. But it's just the fact of we're all in work mode right now until probably after E3.
I've stopped playing games.
Yeah, that was the thing. Last night I came home and I was a grumpy Gus yesterday. Just tired, you know, just worn out. We killed it with the content we made yesterday.
Sure,
we can't talk about
good stuff.
But I came home exhausted. Then I had to go to the old house, give Andy some Mass Effect stuff, move out the last of the stuff, talk to my landlord again. Then I got home and I was just like, bah. And then I wanted to play games. We still don't have a couch. So I sat on a yoga mat and laid on the hardwood floor.
Skip your back, probably.
I was like, I want to play games. And I'm like, I started downloading Injustice. And then I was like, you know what I'll do though while that goes. And I was downloading Walking Dead episode 4 so I can get ready for the finale next week. I was like, I'll jump back into Marvel Heroes because I'm like level 30 now in Marvel Heroes.
Right.
Jumped into that and I was like, this isn't hitting the spot. I'll go back to Chroma Squad, which I started on PlayStation 4.
It's Chroma Squad.
Chroma Squad, very interesting Very much digging it.
Can I Google this?
Sure. Well, you can. Well, Kevin's hugging Andy Cortez. They're having a good embrace back there.
This looks fun.
I'm not gonna show it on there. I'm not gonna show it on there. No, it gets better. It gets better. Kev, can you go back to my Twitter?
Yep.
And then I'm gonna need you to go through and you can click on media at the top there. This will simplify matters.
Hold on. Let's just look at that one.
Just look at this a little bit longer. That's me getting married.
Oh, you guys look nice together.
Right.
Fuji film, man. Great camera. Beautiful colors.
Yeah. Now, media, scroll down. This is gonna take a second. Keep scrolling. We're getting close. Keep scrolling. There, stop. Can you expand that one there? What I did here, this is Chroma Squad.
Okay.
And this is, I'm hoping we can make it bigger. Kevin can make anything bigger. Kevin makes me bigger all the time. So what you can do here is, now, this is gonna take a lot to explain, all right?
Okay.
What you do is basically the idea here is that you guys are the Power Rangers, but you're the actors that are the Power Rangers, right? And so you guys get fed up with your studio jobs, leave to create your own studio to make the show yourself.
Okay.
So, and then you do, tactical RPG stuff to go through and fight with it, right? But what's more important is you get to name and customize everybody. So if you look down in the lower left,
Mr. Beaver.
Mr. Beaver. We're called Kind of Funny.
Okay.
I made the studio called this Kind of Funny.
Cool.
If you read left to right the characters, you're looking at Kevin, then you're looking at Tim, then you're looking at Greg, then you're looking at Nick, then you're looking at Portillo. You can see the character name on Mr. Beaver is Portillo down there. Everybody else is named. Now, this is cool. You change their colors. You do all this different stuff. You can change their battle cries. You can change all their stupid stuff like that.
Am I wearing a headband of some
sort? Yeah, you are. Cool. It's the best I could do. There's not a character creator. I choose characters.
It looks like I'm wearing a headband and
you're in a panda suit. Yeah. But keep in mind, you get into your cool outfit and then you just look like...
Green's my favorite color, though.
Well, here, I'll tell you right now is that I fucked up. I wasn't paying attention. I was exhausted when I did this, too. So I have two yellow people. I need to restart the game and do it again. But what's most important here is, like, I was like, all right, cool, I'm naming them. That's cute or whatever. You go through and everything comes out in text bubbles.
Okay.
And they put your names in over and over again. So there was one I almost put up yesterday where they were like arguing about social promotion and it was Tim leading the argument. And you're like, well, Tim, this is why we do this. And then and then Portillo would chime in and Kevin would, I was like, it's fun. It's very charming.
That's fun. How did they make this game without getting sued?
I believe, I don't know if that's true, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not...
They're just not saying that the Power Rangers...
I think Saban might be involved somewhere.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that.
All right. That's cool.
But so far, fun. Fun game, enjoying myself out there.
That's,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I need to play more of it. But that was the thing. Last night I jumped in, I played it. I wasn't feeling that either. Then I was like, I'm just in a bad mood. And then I noticed the internet. I was like, why is Injustice not downloaded? Internet's all fucked up. Call Comcast. No, I already moved. Yes, I'll take a new package. Lower it. Okay, great. Is it going to restart? It'll restart on its own, sir. Okay, it doesn't restart. I'm like, fuck it, let's go to bed. Let's watch that VR sex show.
Oh, how was that?
I'm enjoying it. But it's totally just because I don't watch TV. So it's like one of those things where I watch it and I'm like, I'm fading in and out, usually at sleep. Yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. Last night was a horrible story, but it was...
This is the one based on that documentary, right?
Right, yeah. Hot Girls Wanted,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll enjoy it.
I'll watch it eventually.
Let's jump into a rock block of IGN stories. The first one comes from Joe Scrabbles, fake-ass name. Capcom to assess its support for Switch based on the Ultra Street Fighter 2 performance. Capcom will assess how much it will support the Nintendo Switch based on sales of Ultra Street Fighter 2, The Final Challengers, according to its COO. Speaking to something I won't say but spotted by Gaff, the guy explained the company's current policy towards Nintendo's new hardware. With Street Fighter 2 going on sale in May, Capcom will monitor its performance with regard to supporting the Switch. It's not clear whether he is implying that Capcom may withdraw entirely from creating Switch games if the game sees poor sales, if it will reassess games it has already planned for the series, or if this is a more positive feeling that if Street Fighter 2 performs well, it may increase Switch production. Interesting little thing. I think it's what I've been predicting, but I think it's more of what I've been predicting in terms of how people who aren't involved will get involved. Switch is sold well, everybody's positive about it. All right, let's get smaller teams in there to make different games and do different stuff. I think that's what you'll see similar. I mean, Ubisoft obviously partnering up for this Mario Cross Rabbids fucking train wreck, but maybe EA, get somebody out there. Get your smaller groups in there, get them doing something.
Yep.
Of course, now they're out there actually stumping to get some indie games in there, which I like a lot. This is another IGN story. They broke it down for Vanity Fair, though, which I like. And I want to have a discussion about this. Hope Corrigan, fucking great name. Not made up like Joe Scrabbles.
Hope Corrigan, by the way, sounds like a Star Wars name.
Yeah.
Just want you to know that.
Star Wars. Lucasfilm's Pablo Hidalgo. I say that right?
No.
Nope. How do I say
Hidalgo?
It?
Hidalgo.
On unmasking Captain Phasma and her new weapon in The Last Jedi. We don't care about the weapon. Lucasfilm Story Group creative executive Pablo Hidalgo has revealed new details about the Star Wars character Captain Phasma. Speaking of Vanity Fair, Hidalgo spoke about the iconic chrome captain and why they decided to keep her face a mystery for the first film in the new trilogy. Quote, I think a big part of the allure of her character was just wondering what might be underneath, he said. It was only relatively recently that we wanted to commit to the idea that there was a human under there. The Force Awakens left that question, but as we got further into The Last Jedi, as well as some other stories we're thinking about with Phasma, we had to ask ourselves, all right, do we agree there's a human under there? And then they talk about the weapon, I don't care about. Here's what let's kick off this discussion.
Yeah.
Did anyone fucking care or wonder?
No,
are you kidding me?
Not least. The problem I'm having right now, and the problem that we're all going to have eventually, is that there is a cool factor in mystery.
Hit.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, we don't really know a lot about Boba Fett. That's fucking cool,
no,
right?
No, we do now.
I mean, yeah, he was an unprogrammed clone. He went out like a bitch. We know everything there is to know about Boba
Fett. Well, a lot of people are speculating that's not him. Doesn't matter.
They can all make up all the stories they want. It all comes back to Metachlorines.
My point
you
is
got
this.
Little fucking
before the prequel movies.
Yeah.
We didn't know a lot about these stories. And that was cool, right? We didn't know a lot. We didn't know where Han Solo came from. We didn't really need to know where Han Solo came from. Explaining someone's backstory in minutia starts to base I think it really starts to work against that character's mythos. I really, really do. Because you don't need to know every minute aspect of someone to appreciate them. In fact, I really do think you start getting a law of diminishing returns when you get to that point.
Yeah.
We don't need to know who this person is unless she plays a major role in either the B or A stories of the movies, which she very may well. But in that case, I think we probably would have seen her in the very first one.
Here's my problem is, yeah, they made such a big deal of revealing all the characters early on, right? Here she is. It's her. It's Gwendolyn Christie.
From Brianna of Tarth.
Exactly, Brianna from Game of Thrones.
Right.
So it was like, as soon as they said that, I was like, oh, you cast a very well-known actor and put her in there. I'm like, she's a human, she looks like that. Then she has like three scenes in the movie.
Yeah, one of which is the worst scene in the movie. They're like, open the thing. And she's like, no. And they're like, but I have a gun to you. She's like, okay. I'm an elite stormtrooper who like is the bodyguard of the fucking guy that's leading
now
this entire
revolution. Now we'll put you in
a trash and I just give up like that? Are you kidding me? Stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, wow, this character sucked and didn't need to be promoted at all. And now they're like, well, there's a lot of intrigue about which. I'm like, no, there isn't. She's the Game of Thrones girl.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to start.
Take it off, she's
as,
blue.
As we get more Star Wars movies, it's going to start watering down the series, unfortunately, because they're going to have to start doing shit like this. Like, I love the fact that they're making a Han Solo movie because I want to see more Star Wars, obviously.
Sure.
But I'm a little bit guarded about it because I don't really need to know more about Han Solo. I know him. We've had, like, four movies with him now. I get it.
Yeah.
Right? Obi-Wan could use more stories, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about the. I mean, that's fine. Here's my thing: is if they would have just come out and been like, "Oh yeah, she's in the movie too. You take it off, and she's a fucking spider face." I'm like, "Whoa, didn't see that coming. Cool, whatever." And then like, "Oh, we're giving her our own movies. Nice." I don't know. Don't be like, "Oh, like there's a lot of intrigue surrounding." No, there isn't.
Yeah.
There's no intrigue around this.
She didn't do anything cool.
Why does Kevin wear the fucking Mick Foley shirts all the time? I don't care. I don't need this backstory. Nobody's out there in the chat asking why this is happening.
Paula,
why is he dressing like the bounty man every day?
Paula likes the flannel.
Does she like the lumberjack thing?
I mean, no, not specifically.
Do you ever role play like that?
I don't wear the beanies
come
in front of
you. Come
those
in, you got the fucking axe over your shoulder, like, hard day out there today. You got, like, the suspenders flying done.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes. You got a cup of
water. She's like, let me make you really a good stew. And then this happens, then you guys have a nice dinner and fall asleep. I don't know how to role play sex.
We know that. People are saying in the comments that Phasma's getting her own comic later in the year.
Awesome. Good for her. Right. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying. Bah, I'm just saying, like, she had a shitty fucking rollout for a character. She went out like a bitch in the movie, and now it's like, here's this whole thing. She's got a head in her there. Aren't you excited? I'm like, no. What are you typing? You can say this to the people.
People like to, I like to
interact. Oh my God, in the chat, people Nick like says, to nobody knows. We think it's B. Cuz. There. Stretchy. What? You're responding to Stigma.
Stigma says, why is he wearing those Mick Foley shirts? And I said, nobody knows. We think it's because they're stretchy.
Well, gotcha. We already responded to why.
Paula. Big old Paula Bear.
He likes him.
Does she ever act like a bear?
It's a joke show. Okay. Watch this. I'm going to do some magic for you. Ready?
This is supposed Ready? To be funny then.
I'm going to do this right here. And then Cool Gray is going to get me another one.
No, Cool Gray doesn't work here. You can't order him around. Say please.
Cool Gray's boy's probably going to go to lunch with us later.
He's definitely going to lunch later. Where are we going, guys?
Where are you going? Cookie Jam.
I'm joking around. I don't know. I don't even know.
I don't think you have time for lunch, remember? Adam Sessler.
No, I know, but
the Sess?
Nick coming through at one.
The Sess?
Sess. Sess.
I thought Adam Sessler was coming through later for the...
We have to do an exclusive, too, and then we have an exclusive to do, we have the show to do, and then we have a Let's Play to do where Tim's coming in.
So what do we do? Do I call and order Chinese food?
It's out
food
there.
Woo! Do I call and order Chinese food for
I can
you?
Go get us lunch.
I brought lunch because I'm a professional.
This doesn't make you professional.
Next story at IGN.com, Scott Calora has X-23 movie more likely to be its own film. This has spoilers for Logan in it, so if you haven't seen Logan... I don't know why I haven't seen Logan. It was awesome.
Everyone's seen Logan at this point.
Scott reports, you loved Laura, a.k.a. X-23 and Logan, eh? After all, who didn't adore the character played by Daphne Keene in the final Hugh Jackman Wolverine movie? Well, it sounds like we just might be getting more of Keene as the Logan clone in the near future. Despite the seemingly conclusive end of Logan, there have been increasing whispers from the filmmakers involved, namely director James Mangold and producer Hutch Parker. That's a fucking cool name.
That's a great fucking name.
That Laura may yet return. During a recent Logan Noir Q&A, Mangold was asked about the very topic. He said, quote, anything's possible. I've certainly talked to the studio about it. I even talked to them about it before we made the movie. I thought she was just such a great character, but with what Daphne did, I think that's possible. And then they go on into a longer interview, but I would fucking be so down with Laura movies.
Fuck yeah.
Right now, All New Wolverine by Tom Taylor, my favorite Marvel book I'm reading right now. Very big fan.
I mean, again, I really liked Logan. You know, you can say what you will. There are some small criticisms you could have. But I would watch, yeah, a continuation of that storyline for
100%,
sure. 100%. I mean, there's more to build out in that world, too. It's a little ridiculous to believe that they just crossed the border and all of a sudden they're safe from this fucking hit squad. So I'm sure there's more toward.
Well, no, I think they, like, passed a, like, protected barrier, like some sort of...
We'll never know because they didn't actually elaborate on that whole thing.
Also, are they calling her a clone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not a clone.
Well,
she's like an artificially created child.
But from his
clone
DNA.
From his DNA.
Which is a clone, well, right? Isn't that kind of what a clone is?
But I assume that someone else's DNA too. That's why she's a girl, right?
Maybe they just tweak that.
Doesn't matter.
Isn't there like an X chromosome or Y chromosome you can take out and then it takes the penis out and puts a vagina in?
That's how God made us all.
Is that how biology works? Or is it maybe the vagina is there to begin with and you got to add the penis later like a Lego? All
right.
Kevin, how does it work? You're a doctor.
Hey.
Also, Kevin, I have a spot on my my juju bees that I need you to take a look at.
Your juju.
Because of his biology stuff?
Yeah, he was
the X-23 is the clone daughter of Wolverine.
He was almost a doctor.
That's what Wikipedia says. Yeah, clone.
Yeah.
DNA.
But, like, that's not what a clone... It doesn't matter.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But they took his DNA and they made another one of him from the DNA. Or another human being from the DNA.
Right, but it's not...
It's not exactly him. I understand. My anal retentive brain is with you on this one, too. I'm like, that's not exactly... A clone would be...
Yeah.
They actually did make a clone of him.
Yeah, they did. And that guy was a clone.
That was a dope fucking clone, too.
Yeah.
That dude should have fucked all of them.
Real quick, I'm going to yank a question from the chat, but I'm going to modify it, all right? This is important to you. Juggler asks, Nick, what was that super memorable Randy Newman song from Star Wars again? But I'm going to stop at you and say, how about you explain this whole clone saga between Laura and Logan
super easy.
And do it as Randy Newman in song?
It can be described from the song that was supposed to go into Logan, but instead they used the Johnny Cash song. Of course, they used famously, you know, the Johnny Cash song was like, I can't remember it now, but they were going to go with Randy. No, it's not that one. Remember, it's that cover of
I hurt
myself tonight, and they're like, we're gonna go with either that or he'll make a man out of you, you'll make a clone out of him. We're gonna scratch at each other.
I'm totally fine with it until
then
you get close.
We're gonna touch each other's face. I'll make a man inside of you. I'll scrape some DNA out of your mouth, maybe off of me.
Maybe off of me.
I'm not creative today. I'm sorry. I got allergies.
What are you talking about? That was great. You did really good
there. Man, that was a good song. That was Nine Inch Nails. People are saying, yeah, it was Nine Inch Nails originally, and Johnny Cash covered that, which is fucking awesome.
Is this a fun clip, or is this something somebody put in here?
This is my fun clip that I found on Facebook this morning, yeah.
This has been...
It's not fun so much as you just don't fuck with
sea lions. You're adorable that you found it on Facebook when Reddit had it like 3 days ago. You know what I'm saying, Cool Greg?
It was like a week and a half ago, I want to say.
Whatever.
I'm
saying we were ahead of the curve over at Reddit.
Did we watch it on the show?
Yeah.
No, did we?
Twice.
No, we didn't. Well, now we got text on it.
All right, here we go.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Dipshit. No,
she's in danger.
Boom! Don't fuck with sea lions.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Now I said it when I watched it with Jen, but shout out to the grandpa. Grandpa's like, whoop right in. I don't care.
Yeah, he lost his sunglasses though, unfortunately.
Yeah, but he looks cool.
Oh, right.
Now, did you see the? Did you watch the video before it? Like the extension of the video?
No.
They're tossing like food and shit in there. Of course, this thing's like gonna be all like, hey, cool.
Give me another cookie. Here's the deal. I was
toss all this cookie better. This cookie jam, creamy, in the bag.
Again, I think you're missing the point. T-shirt cannon, jacked up, right? We fucking jack it up with more CO2.
Who wants some cookie jam, creamy?
Try to hit the fucking
you
balcony.
You do, Alex
O'Neal! Nick, you said I couldn't buy a T-shirt cannon. Now you're pretending like we could? Give me permission. I'll have one.
Oh, man. See, I'm torn here. Because I know that I want a T-shirt cannon. But I also know that Kevin doesn't understand jokes, and we'll put one of these in a T-shirt cannon
no,
and probably what? Kill someone.
I totally understand jokes. I would never put... Not only that, I don't think it could shoot out. I think the glass.
If you understand
burst.
Jokes, then get me some water balloons, put the jam batter in the water balloon, and throw it at Andy.
Or, when Andy's sleeping, take this and just spackle it all over him. That'll
Andy,
be funny.
Andy, get a spoon or a fork and come in here.
The thing is this with these sea lions.
Why would he hear?
I had someone very very much tell me this one time. I went
tell you this about sea lions. Can't wait for this fun fact.
Oh, you know, we were driving up to, my wife and I were driving up the coast, and we just for fun grabbed a cup of coffee and stopped off at this, like, you know, it's one of those little posts that they tell you about the area, right? Mm-hmm. And there's like sea lions and stuff all over the place, and otters and shit. And we had seen sea lions all day, like, you know, they just bask on the rocks and they just like chill and like kick each other off, just like finding Dory. And I'm like, they're so cute, I'd love to pet one. And I was talking to one of the people that manned the station, and she was like, you don't want to pet one of those things. They're wild animals. Like, people forget that because they think they're cute, and Disney has anthropomorphized, like, every animal out there.
Yeah.
She's like, they'll fuck you up. And she didn't say that because she was, like, an 80-year-old woman. She was like, they can hurt you, and they'll bite
you. Brush your goddamn
so people
teeth.
Just need to realize that.
They're bad news bears.
They're not. They're just, they're wild them. Animals. Like, would you go up to a badger in the fucking woods and be like,
it's like a
I'm going to pet you now, badger? No, but it's going to bite you. It's like, you're a big thing. That's scary to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to bite you and fuck you up. That's why you bring these.
Distraction.
What do they call those? The bandoliers? And just,
a bear comes, you swing it at a tree. It explodes. They smell ginger snap. They go over there.
You know what it's like? It's like in Predator, when he had that cool thing on the bottom of his gun.
Yeah.
That he stuck the
grenade
launcher? In.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Please let me buy a shirt cannon.
Predator was a good movie. No, you'll definitely use it in
Kevin, no drones,
not
no
even
shirt
a little
cannons
bit.
For you.
We can't trust you on that. I wish we could, but
I mean,
we can't trust
you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Kevin, you want to bring up the tips and I'll read them off the big screen?
Well, I don't know if you trust me to do it.
I trust you with this part, Kevin.
I trust you with that, but just
all right, our first tip comes from Wahi1547. Not able to watch live today, but thought I'd tip anyway. Just bought an Xbox One S bundle with Minecraft. I'm not going to play Minecraft, so here's the code for one of the best friends out there. Heart you guys. And then there's... Oh, here comes the next code. Everybody, get ready. Everybody get ready. There's
everybody! Yeah, rock your body. Yeah. People were asking earlier, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but they were asking how come there's been no mention of Boy Orgy lately?
And that's we were trying to throw the FBI off the scent, but here we are again.
Boy Orgy has been in the studio hard at work at their first debut song. So maybe you'll see that soon or never.
Then he followed up with the Minecraft code, so get ready, here it comes. This is Minecraft, full game, Xbox One, pack of lunch is gonna be a while. WPHTX2CFGHGQMH292CXJ3J9HZDLC. Fuck, and now there's a pack. JJQQD JWMD3QY9Q7PHTRDFCR9Z. Enjoy Minecraft on Xbox One and a pack of something.
If only there was some way of like copying and pasting that.
You know, technology has not caught up to that front.
They really should figure
that
out. I bet we'd be millionaires if we figured out how to do that.
Chochi gave a tip!
Chochi!
Sorry about my rude comment on Monday. Sometimes things sound funny in my head, but horrible out loud. Didn't mean to put you guys on the spot like that. I'm kind of embarrassed. Keep up the good work. I don't remember what he said.
I wonder what he's talking about.
I don't remember what he said either. But
is that the one I didn't read because it got like super?
Probably.
Maybe.
Don't worry. We say stuff all the time. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't say something that I mean to be a joke.
We're best friends. You understand.
But that is not wildly offensive that I wish I hadn't said.
Remember that time
but thank you for the apology.
Oh, Boy Orgy's a name.
Again, orgy is short for organization. This has been covered.
This is the John Boyega organization.
No, you don't have to use his first name. You could just use the last name in this.
Well, we don't have time to say it all. You know what I mean? You're trying to break it down. Jack Martin gave a tip and said, got out of my job early today. I love listening to you guys while mowing greens at the golf course I work at. Thanks for putting a smile on my face. Keep fucking that chicken. We'll keep fucking that chicken till the day we die. Don't worry about that. Jigsaw 203 says, hey guys, first time tipping. Want to say I love you guys. Inspire me every day. Anxiety, panic attacks, depression. You get me through it all. I love you guys. Also, what's your favorite Disney ride? We love you. Thank you very much. Disney
sucks. You love Pirates of the Caribbean?
I do love Pirates
of the Caribbean.
You do. Disney doesn't suck.
Saw that Guardians of the Galaxy thing. They did a tour, a press one of letting you go on the Tower of Terror redone. Positive so far.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
You ever going to go on it?
No. Okay. Well, I've done Tower of Terror. I did Tower of Terror.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm not gonna pay to go in Disneyland and do all this stuff.
No, we get in. Tim's got people that get us in for free.
I don't want to do that either.
They like sneak us in the back door, and we have to pretend like we have to wait tables for like 15 minutes and pretend like we worked at.
Do you want some bread?
Sir, welcome to the Blue Bayou.
Sir, you reek of old fashions. Please go away.
Sir, we don't even serve alcohol here. You're hammered. Yeah, little boy.
We should definitely go to Club 33. It is an experience. It is phenomenal.
Tim fucks it up every time I have a shot to be there. Then I end up at Blue Bayou, which was cool because it looked like we were outside.
It was fun, actually. Yeah. Good service, too.
Yeah.
And a good steak.
You did a lovely thing with those people.
I did what to who?
There was that couple. Was
talking microphone.
There was a couple who was newlywed. And you were
right. Yeah, there were people there on their honeymoon, and I bought their dinner secretly. Secret Santa dinner.
I was trying to be vague about it.
You just said all of that, except the honey. You said newlywed.
I just said there was the newlywed people. I didn't say anything else.
What did I add?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, anonymous.
You can't go down the rabbit hole with him.
He gets you. He's like a crocodile. He gets you, and then he spins.
And then he spins, and you don't know what's going on. And he drags you down.
For 10 minutes of this conversation. Oh, anonymous gave a tip and said, need advice. Supposed to start a new job next week in nearby city, 2-hour commute. Yep. But I got an interview tomorrow with equally prestigious place for my field in my city. If I got second job, what the fuck should I do? If I got second job, what the fuck should I do?
Hit up the first job, say you couldn't do it.
Yeah,
and then get more
playing
money
against
from
each other for money. Yeah, don't worry. This is jobs. These aren't your friends. Don't worry.
Yeah, the thing
this is business.
I would say money. Really, look, take out the money. I'll kidding aside. Take the money out of it and think what place you're gonna do the best work at. What's gonna be
where you gonna be happy?
Yeah, where are you gonna be happy? Where are you gonna be able to grow your career and your personal? If I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you want to do, is that gonna get you toward that goal, that 5-year goal, that 10-year goal? Which place is better? You have to think a little more strategically than that. Also, 2-hour commutes suck, but you can listen. We have a lot of podcasts.
We have a lot of podcasts.
That we can throw out at your face.
Lots and lots of podcasts here. I'll make a man of you.
You'll make a man of me. Let's take our shoes off and play tennis sticks.
Tidro 1214 says, threw my back out last night, so no work for me, and I'm finally able to catch it live. Greg, the Mario Kart 8 song led me to connecting. Yeah, okay. Led me to connecting with my now girlfriend. Pretty crazy. Thanks for being dumb with us, best friends. Heart. The Mario Kart 8 song led me to connecting with my girlfriend.
The Mario Kart song, when you won Mario Kart, that kid did the Mario Kart song, remember?
That was a long day.
Oh! Before then, right? Leading up to it, he did the song making fun of me?
There was a song making fun of you and then a song hailing your victories. I actually didn't hear it to the second
song. Awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad your now girlfriend has such great taste in songs about legends of the internet.
Legends of the internet. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So when we, after we're done making good stuff, can we do a show called Legends of the Internet, just like Legends of Tomorrow? And we'll just... It's just us traveling back and forth in time.
Yeah, totally. That's great. Legends of the Internet. Who all is, I'm on Legends of the Internet.
You gotta be on it. You're like the guy that comes back from the future and is like, guys, I need all of you, including you, Snark. Snart, whatever the fuck his name is.
He was great. He was awesome.
He's the best part.
Yeah. He's dead now.
Spoiler. Well, not really.
Is he back already?
Well, he's on Flash for an episode. They went back in time and got him.
Okay, good.
Which...
Well, when you start fucking with time and reality, he'll be back. Don't worry.
I know. It doesn't matter.
Arrow, did you see this?
No. Arrow, everyone's saying season 5 ended really
the
well.
The finale, 10 out of 10 on IGN. They said it's the best episode ever.
Should we just watch that?
I agree.
We'll go later. We'll just watch that.
Fuck it, I'm in. Yeah, all right. So I'm there. I think you get Altano. We get the Numa Numa kid.
Okay.
Because I'm wearing Legends of the Internet. You know what I mean? Get out there. Get out there.
Yeah.
Tazon Day.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
Bring in iJustine.
Yeah. Yeah, if she's available.
Sure.
She's a very busy person.
Well, I mean, I'm taking her out of time. We're going out of time.
Oh, you should bring her right back.
Yeah. From where she left.
She'll be older.
She'll look like 10 years older, probably. Well, I mean, still gonna be great, though.
Mission?
I don't know how long the mission is. How long is Legends of Tomorrow? These people got lives to get back to, but...
So she'll look like she's like 25.
They really didn't. Remember, they were picked
because
they were lame.
Yeah, because, yeah, they never accomplished anything. Anyways, this has been a fun aside.
Think about this. Put this on your list, Tim Gettys.
You're really pissed you didn't take me with you, son of a bitch.
I'm telling Tim if he's watching, put it on your list. Tim Gettys. Tim watches everything.
No, Tim doesn't watch. Darryl King says, "Hey guys, here's my birthday tax. Glad to be here to celebrate with you guys. Turn 27 today. Happy birthday tomorrow, Kevin. Your friend Alex."
Happy birthday,
bud. And the final tip for right now is El Polo DJ Ablo. The seal video with Braun Strowman.
I don't know who Braun Strowman audio. But
it's let's do it. And it's a seal video with some funny audio from wrestling cutover. Memes. You gotta let people see it.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I'm not finished with you!
Oh my god! Oh my god! All
right. I mean, they're basically wild and like dogs in the water. It's like a wolf.
I mean, do you think that one was attacking to eat her? Or do you think it was just like fucking around playing?
I think it was
just like when a killer whale grabs you and brings it down. It's just fucking.
He's just fun with you, but he might snap your back.
Yeah, he'll kill you by accident.
That girl could have gotten fucked up if her head hit the.
Oh my god, that girl could have easily been killed by that thing. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We come to you with the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping in the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, I reach into the internet, grab a video game, toss it to one of you live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. But if you're not watching live, you have another way to win. Of course, we put the show up later on youtube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe. Please like, subscribe, share, and watch it and enjoy it. If you don't want to be here or you want three other ways to win, here they are. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. Remember that. Gets you entered into everything we do here. You don't need to be here. Plus, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, you get it for free. You get the logo next to your name, cool emotes, private chat time with us, play multiplayer games with me, and you get the show ad-free unless we bake them in, which we aren't doing today. Plus the whole thing about, you know, winning a game if you're not here. Other ways to win if you're not here or if you just want to amplify your chances, you can support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 level and up. You can also get you'll get a bonus episode of the show depending on where you get, you know, maybe early access. Maybe you want to see, you know, what's going to happen when I put this episode of the GOG show up with Danny O'Dwyer, Jared Petty, Andy Cortez. Maybe you want to see how today's Gamescast is going to go with Adam Sessler, Nick Robinson. Be fun.
It's gonna be super
gonna be
fun.
A good time. Today we are giving away Chroma Squad on the Xbox One. I just talked about it. You can make your own kind of funny team. You can get Kevin's color green like he wants. Can't change it after the fact I've discovered, so you gotta do it at the time. It's going to someone in the Twitch chat, and random number generator says it is Gabe Lugo 17. Gabe Lugo 17. I've sent you a Twitch message with the code, enjoy. If for some reason it doesn't work for you or you're not in the area or whatever, just give it away to somebody else. Just give it on off. Enjoy everybody's life.
Just throw it out there into the world. Let it grow.
Let it grow. Let it grow. Can't grow it out anymore.
Kevin's hair.
When will he cut his hair?
He already went stand.
He's fucking drunk here now.
Let the hair grow.
Child molester.
God damn,
Kevin's gonna be alone anyway.
I really want a technical difficulties button where I can just press and it cuts the
technical difficulty screen?
No, from The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah, where the dog got the thing. The dog like pulled out the thing and
sure.
Everybody's screaming in the background.
So I can just cut when you guys are stupid like that.
Well, what do I mean stupid?
No, yeah, no, this is perfectly. You're adults.
Juggler says, Nick, as the kind of funny Disney expert, what's the difference between Disney in the 90s versus Disney today?
Disney in the 90s had a lot of amazing hits, except for one, which we can all unanimously agree on, which is Mulan, was arguably...
I'll make a man of you.
Aside from that, the titular song from Mulan, I'll make a man of
you. You'll make a man out of me.
Titular song.
Nothing else happened in Mulan. Again, the titular song, the song named after the movie, I'll Make a Man Out of You by Randy Newman. Great. But everything else is terrible.
So Mulan's full name is Mulan.
I'll make a man out of you. It's very much a sign of the time for China back in that day. Juggler also had an interesting question earlier.
Yeah.
He says, Nick, what television commercial spokesperson has gone on too long you'd like to see them stop? They're just annoying as shit. And I'll tell you one right now.
I don't know where you're going with this. I don't like it. I don't like the eye contact you're making.
That motherfucking Sprint guy. who used to be the Verizon
guy.
Well,
he went away and came back. They fired him.
I don't even think he's like back fully. I think he was just in one commercial.
No, he's got. No, he's been in a ton of commercials for Sprint, right? And he's trading on the fact that he used to be the Verizon guy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you one thing right now: loyalty, brand loyalty counts. Okay.
So much.
The fact that he just totally was like, "Fuck Verizon, I'm going to go do my own." Like, I'm going to go over to Sprint for like a little extra dough and like trade on that. First off, Verizon's way better than Sprint. Second off, this dude needs to go the fuck away. He needs to stop now.
Rip. Just steal all your money.
They do. They steal probably a good $30 more than they need from me a month.
Every 2 weeks.
But I'll tell you one person who's crushing it. Flo from Progressive.
No, whoa.
Fucking love her.
A Flo fan.
Love her.
The AT&T girl.
Oh, the AT&T girl's amazing.
Oh.
Amazing.
She's the YouTuber. Yeah, whatever her name is. Yeah. She's awesome.
Bless her.
She's great. But that Sprint guy needs to just, someone needs to just take him off.
My favorite thing about the Sprint guy is that their argument is literally like, it's all within 100%.
Yeah.
Like, wait, so you're
not better.
We're not number one, but we're within 1%.
But we're really close to number one.
Cheap shit, get over here, you piece of garbage.
Yeah, I don't really buy that argument.
I respect the shit out of that.
Of course you do, Kevin, because you're an Android guy.
No.
Oh, everybody, Andy Cortez is here to try some peanut butter.
Here's what I fucking hate about that Sprint guy tagline. See? Check this shit out.
That's the tagline? Check this shit out?
Pound that shit. Pound that shit hard.
This is what I hate. See, I moved to Sprint because all networks are great. I hate that fucking tagline. Who thought that was a good idea?
We're almost as good as everyone else. We're real close.
It just doesn't make sense. It's something so stupid to fucking say on a television commercial.
It's better than AT&T.
I switched to Sprint because all networks are great. What does that mean?
Because they're cheaper.
Stupid.
Don't worry about your coverage. They have the same coverage issue.
I mean, shout out to them for being honest, at least. Being like, look, we're not as good as everyone else. We're cheaper.
Verizon's the only one with a stronger network than them.
I'm switching to Google Fi.
What's Google Fi?
Something that won't exist in a year and a half.
They're cheap and they're really good. They use T-Mobile and Sprint, which is, you know, whatever, not as good.
But
as
it's TV, Google.
But it goes back and forth through the networks.
T-Mobile $60 sucks.
Cheaper than what I have right now with AT&T.
You can play it, bro. You can play it.
Let me know how it goes.
Why are you paying so much? You should not pay more than
$60. I'll say who I like as a spokesperson. Yeah. I haven't seen in a while. Jared the Subway guy. What happened to him?
An
inspirational story.
I don't know either.
He walked to eat the sandwiches and lost the weight.
He was so overweight and decided to just lose that weight. So, I don't know what he did aside from just eating the sandwiches.
An American dream.
To lose all that weight.
Oh, he fucked teenagers. That was his thing.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, he was fucking teenagers.
You mean 18-year-olds?
No.
I mean, legal people, right?
Kevin, the joke was...
No, I know, but like I feel
Kevin
like,
doesn't care. Kevin wants to ruin every joke we have.
Let's move
Kevin's
on.
Kevin's hungry. He just wants to move on. Either that or he doesn't want us to get sued, which I
mean,
respect
it's just
both.
Like, why are we Charity all talking about this fucking
that fucking pedophile can sue us.
Well, by the time this gets to him in prison, and it could be like 2 or 3 days from now, so we won't know for a while.
Oh, so it's like you on Facebook.
It was posted today on Facebook. I saw it today. It's not my fault that my friends are fucking old.
It's true. Them and their kids.
They're all me.
Loving relationships.
They'll have second kids. Some of them are on their second marriage.
It's been like on Twitter for like a month.
Guys.
You know, just use
I don't,
Twitter.
I'm not glued to social media. I have a life outside of here. I'm doing things with myself.
No, you're not.
Gotta be a better way to say that. Gotta be a better way to say that. Doing things to myself? No.
Titan Matrix says Verizon guy is the Colin of phone companies. And I don't think he means it as an insult. I think he just means it looks like him. But if you think that's true, go look at photos of Joey Esposito. Joey Esposito, formerly of IGN.
Oh, no, he looks exactly like that fucking guy. Joey Esposito should go as that guy for Halloween. Just be half Verizon, half Sprint.
Don't do that. That sounds, no.
What? Half Verizon, half Sprint?
No one will get that joke. It's too late. This would have been years ago. You go as him. Can you hear me now?
Like, one side's like, can you hear me? And this side's like, I fucking quit. And I'm a traitor.
Pretty much. That'd be good. Yeah. I like how it's a multiple comment in here that people all made at the same time that Jared from Subway is one of the founding members of Boy Orgy.
Jesus. What are we doing?
I don't know.
It's times like this that I think to myself, am I adding to the world or am I just fucking adding to the world's decay? You know what I mean?
You're entertaining people, and doesn't that
am
mean
I
enough?
Though? But am I entertaining people in a way so that like, hey, don't worry about the building on fire. Let's just keep focusing on me. Is that what's happening, Kevin?
I don't think so.
Because I definitely don't want to be like those, like that shitty band that was like, well, we can't make it into the lifeboat on the Titanic. And like, let's just play everyone off as they
fucking
freeze to death.
That was such a sweet story, though.
Come on, yeah.
I would have fucked up those old people, those rich people.
You would have picked up the cello.
I got a fucking cello. And I'm fighting for my life. That's the American way. Fucking Brits.
I mean.
Were they British?
They were just.
Oh, Rezo Gunray says decay for sure.
Yeah, okay. People are saying I'm a treasure. I appreciate that.
You guys, I'm just...
Here we go. Oh, Mr. Yasman 300. Nick, are you still going to watch Baywatch? The movie is savagely panned by critics and the Collider crew call it one of the worst movies of the year. Or they call it the worst movie.
Fuck. So I like the Collider guys a lot. The thing is, I have to go see it because I support The Rock.
Yep.
And I support The Rock.
And Zac Efron.
And Zac Efron. And they're good and they're bad. And I will remind everyone that there is another Cinderella story that we're forgetting about here that also got a shitty rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but that we all found and now hold in the highest of esteem.
Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa, right?
Same Rotten Tomato score, which makes you go, I can't trust anything
anymore. I can't trust anything anymore.
Dirty Grandpa, not that bad.
Not that bad.
It was a fun movie.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's no Daddy's Home, but nothing, not a lot of things are.
Our plan was still, our last plan I heard was still that we do the shit we have to do here Saturday for Kinda Funny Live 3, and then go see Baywatch.
I'm down.
I'm down. I'll
At Century 20?
No, I said again, Alamo Draft House, so we can have some beers. Have some drinks, it'll be funnier.
We gotta have some drinks. We're gonna need some drinks for that.
Why the hard-on for Century 20? Just because it's close to your house?
I mean, and it's close to here. And it's not in the middle of downtown, and there's parking.
Mission isn't downtown.
Yeah, but it's like, not fun. It's the most active part. What?
The place to eat at that theater is that weird Japanese place.
You like that Japanese place.
It gave me the squirts last time.
Everything gives you the squirts, though. You don't, your body can't process real food
anymore. When you make me eat shit like this.
Oh, yeah, I make you eat all the fucking Chipotle.
No, Amy Gills!
I don't know my alphabet anymore. Poor Amy Gills.
Yeah, Rich Hurst asked the question we're all thinking. Why is Kevin such a baby about the movie theater?
I mean, I just don't like that. I hate the Alamo because that light. That light frustrates the shit out of me.
I can get behind
I've
that.
I've tried to cover
it's not
it up.
Bad.
The thing is, Kevin, I totally understand that. And for movies that we
Drunken
actually care
Mercenary
about,
says Greg's a hipster. Fuck you. I'm banning you for 5 minutes.
No, you're a hipster. Is, yeah. Don't ban him.
What are you talking about?
Remember you called me a hipster?
He gets a timeout for 300 seconds.
That's
it's been done.
Full minutes.
Stop draconiously like going in there.
I didn't do it correctly, so don't worry. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's fair. I just now, I like a week ago.
Oh, no, it did work. You think about it next time, Drunken. In 5 minutes, you can come back and apologize.
Cool. Yeah,
we're in sub-only mode as well.
I'll put us in there.
Now, Tijero 1214 says that Alamo popcorn, though. Give me that, Kev.
That popcorn's good.
I've never had the popcorn. Okay. I've never had the popcorn. I'm down to try it.
We went and saw
it. I'll tell you what. Everything else sucks.
Queso doesn't suck.
The little tiny chips? Fuck those chips. And also, they don't give you enough chips for how much queso there is. They're this big.
They're not that big.
They are this big. Look at my hand.
I'm looking at it.
Remember how fucking big it is, because next time we go to the Alamo, I'm going to show you this hand. And I'm going to show it chip right that big. Up. That big.
They're not serving like fucking Tostitos silver dollars. You know what I mean?
They are.
I was trying to think of a chip. What were the cheese chips that came like that? They were like this big.
They're like the plastic bags.
They were like cheaper versions of, not Triscuits, Cheez-Its. But they were like.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I do know.
They don't serve.
I'm not going to get the game. Anymore. I'm not going to get the name.
The thing is, Kev, I totally agree with you. When it's a movie that I want to see, like when it came to like Alien Covenant, I'm like, let's see that someplace.
Oh, yeah, I'm really, yeah.
That's like Well, I just wanted to see, you know, I wanted to see that in an XD screen, good screen, things like that. But with the Alamo, it's more of an experience. It's fun. You go, you get infinite Diet Coke refills, whatever. And with Baywatch, it's going to be a stupid movie anyway. It's going to be
Do you
fun.
Get infinite
That's my point, Diet is that Cole I think refills? That it's
like
a dumb
that
movie.
Down, I grab my Diet Coke.
That's another thing that I hate. There's so many things that I hate. The service is awful. I will put down my little flag. And then wait and just watch these waiters walk by and be like, all right, he must have had a good reason for not grabbing it. And then it's like, you don't see it? You don't see the little white thing with the fucking light blasting on it?
It sounds like me.
Yeah.
That's weird. It's like being on the other side of me.
I just don't think the light's that bad.
CZ or 04 says Nick.
That's fine. And that's fine. But I mean, just stop getting in the way of my fun.
Oh, we didn't have a show yesterday.
We've done it twice for you.
You could just drink.
We've been going to Daly City a few times and having a lot of fun.
How many beers do you want?
Baywatch, a goofy, dumb movie.
Cheese nips.
Just come have some goofy, dumb funs with me.
I'll sneak as many
Greg, we
fucking beers as you want.
The biggest news because we did not do a show yesterday. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. Sit down. Are you seated?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise confirmed Top Gun 2 yesterday on some random fucking morning show. And he did it in a very awkward way. But he said they're probably going to start filming next year. Now, the big news, that's not the big news, okay? The big question is, how much of the soundtrack will be made by Kenny Loggins? Now, I stand by the fact that you can just reuse the original soundtrack. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Playing with the Boys, sure. Danger Zone, Highway to the Danger Zone, all that stuff can be reused. But I would love to see 2 to 5 original Kenny Loggins songs in this. Now, CZOR04 has brought up a good point. Nick. What's needed more for Top Gun 2? the homoerotic beach volleyball scene or Kenny Loggins. The problem is you can't have one without the other. They're not mutually exclusive. If there's a volleyball scene or a shirtless soccer scene or a shirtless any scene, Kenny Loggins has to, nigh, deserves to be in that sequence, okay? And I don't mean just like you're playing along. I mean, I want to see fucking Kenny Loggins in the back, shirtless as well, being like this. This is my shit. This is my shit. Yo, 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 look at my shit. Motherfucker this, motherfucker that. Stop calling me. I don't want a fucking timeshare.
That's the usual thing as always. Why is your phone here at all? We got a text in the middle of this.
I thought I put it on stupid fucking.
No, you didn't. Now you're reading it.
No, I'm putting it on silent.
Yeah, but I get texts from Cisco, and you never know if Cisco wants to be on the show or if he just wants to text me information about
conflict. No, that is true.
Huh? He didn't want to be on the show today. He's trying to update me on things we have working.
I love Cisco.
Did he get
so
us
much.
Tickets to the show?
Which show? The gun
Harry
show?
Harry Potter.
Oh, no, that's not what he's updating me on.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now. How amazing would it be if they somehow managed to bring Goose back?
That'd be a dream
like where
sequence.
Goose is the bad guy.
Hey, I'm older and fat. What?
I'm super bald now.
King Franchise 88 says, Greg, can we get a special shout out to Michael and Lindsay Jones for having their baby late last night? Hashtag Iris Elise Jones. We sure can. Everyone send that sweet, nasty love to Michael and Lindsay. I saw that Instagram post. Very cute. Ben Como says, you let it slip, Greg. Nope. Cisco is not confirmed for you. I'll tell you right now, Cisco not come to Kind of Funny Live 3. Don't get your hopes up on that one.
Really upset.
If you go check Cisco's tour page, you can see where he's playing, and it ain't San Francisco.
Yeah. Really, it's unfortunate.
But he's working on something with us.
We love Cisco.
We're trying to cook something up here. Cisco's got to get out there. He's got to pound the pavement. You know what I mean?
Cisco's a hustler, man.
Shiva601 says, Game of Thrones trailer? Did you watch the Game of Thrones trailer?
No.
I was over it. I was over last season.
I will continue to watch Game of Thrones, but I want it to end now. That's where
really
I'm at with that.
You should really watch the last 2 seasons of Game of Thrones, Greg.
No, because it was 2 seasons ago that turned me off, where I was like, I'm done.
Shame. Shame. Yeah. Merkin. That season
was
shame.
The 6th season was amazing. I just rewatched it.
It's still really good. Okay. But I want it to end. And I want The Walking Dead to end.
Lakers Head 2432 says, what happens if Andy dunks on me in L.A.? You're fucking embarrassed forever.
Yeah.
Ex-Joker.
That shame.
Then we don't love you anymore.
If you want to see example of that, and this is not me saying do more to it, but if you look at Zyger can no longer post anything at all online without somebody bringing up his embarrassment at the hands of me and Mario Kart.
It was a very close loss for him. But as the current, and probably, let's be honest, let's just call it right now, greatest of all time, Kind of Funny.
Kind of Funny Live, you already said you're putting the championship online.
I'm putting it on, the belt's coming out. It's gotten washed, it's clean, it's resized for me. You're going to have to just deal with that. It's happening. Oh, is there a Castlevania Netflix trailer?
There was yesterday, yeah.
How was it? Looks cool.
Go watch it. It looked cool, I thought. We're not going to watch it here because we don't want the copyright strike. And it's old news, man. But it looked good, yeah.
Greg and Nick, describe your perfect sundae, but spelled like the delicious treat.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I like the vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm, got for it. A sundae. That's a base for something. You can't fuck with
chocolate. I mean, mine's super, super basic, right? Because it's going to be that. Hot fudge. It's going to be hot fudge. Mm-hmm. I don't want the whipped cream. I'll take it if I have
fuck
to.
The whipped cream.
You know what I mean? I'm assuming I'm at like a sundae bar, right? I'm building what I want.
Yeah, I guess we can. Because
I'm just
doing, sure.
Now I'm starting to look at it as froyo. But what I'm doing is I want the vanilla ice cream, I want the hot fudge, I want brownie bits. I want 2-3 strawberry slices at the top.
I mean, I'm fine with
I might call it a day there.
Yeah.
I might, if I'm feeling loose, put a little marshmallow creme on there.
Oh,
that's what I've been doing.
You and I have very different tastes. The marshmallow I am.
Well, yeah, tell me about your paleo fucking.
No, if I was going sundae, you had a good base. Vanilla.
Yeah.
I would go hot fudge. I would go peanut butter parfait style and put some hot salted peanuts on top of that motherfucker. And then that's pretty much it. Call it a day on that.
Okay.
That's it.
Peanut butter, I don't like peanut butter that much.
I love peanuts. I love peanuts.
And then final question. Comes from Philly. And Greg, I know you can't talk about what you saw during Judges Week, but could you blink twice if Tokyo Jungle 2 is in development?
Bless you, Andy.
However, I'm going to be able to talk about something I saw at Judges Week on the Gamescast, which will mean that if you're a Gamescast fan, it's going up tomorrow on Friday instead of tonight to meet an embargo. So there you go. That's all I'll say there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for the chat. Thank you for joining us for the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Remember, we post this each and every day live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you miss it there, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny or podcast services around the globe to catch the on-demand version. Remember, each and every day we give away a video game. We already did that. We ask you to support us because we need it. We love you. You're all very nice people. Mm-hmm. I'm now going to read the subs and resubs.
While you do that, before you do that, I'm going to give a quick shout out to X-Joker44, who did just it. Finished One Punch Man. A One Punch! Season one.
Oh, Mr. Baggins had a tip that's gone away, but it was that Matt Scarpino's on Miss Movies today. PSW 2008, thanks for the laughs and fun on rainy days for me. Looking forward to Adam Sessler and Nick Robinson on the Gamescast. Fuck yeah. Hi, my name is Ro, said Twitch Prime anniversary. Anyway, Mark from the Rez, Feme 73, paying birthday tax with Amazon's money. Good vibes from a pineapple pizza loving Central Time PC gaming best friend.
Jesus.
Man.
There's a lot going on there.
You struck out three times on that one. Tam Tran 48. Day to wear Prada. M. Beesum. Nacho 689. Just got my Prime student subscription, so I wanted to use it on my favorite channel. Thank you guys for what you do. No, thank you for supporting and coming in here and doing dumb stuff with us. Cage Cammy 85. Thanks for all the laughs, boys. Keep it up. And bongos.
Bongo.
Ovi Covey. Merry 12 months. Give me sweet boy orgy butthole Uncle Nicky. Winky.
Kevin 1. Butthole.
The Fat Boy Jr., Gregory Glenn. Lots of love to my Kinda Funny best friends. I'm not able to go to Kinda Funny Live 3. However, that won't stop me from giving you all the love I can from here. Keep fucking that chicken. You know we will. WHTGLT. Came for the nerdy news I need to know about. Stayed for the super strong Kinda Funny hair game. Keep y'all. Or, I'm sorry. Love y'all. Keep on fucking that chicken. Bill Verstein. Gangster. Oh, what up? Hi, Jen. Hunter Smash 88. John Mers, long time, first time. Thanks for the laughs. El Polo de Jalabo. Nick, did you hear about the UFC retreat?
The UFC retreat?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means now.
Google it.
Okay.
Zero Pain, 2 months already. Woohoo, many more to come. Nearnie, screw you, Amazon. Damn right, take their money back. J, PS4 Twitch. Liper, butthole. Spideyville. This is the longest relationship I've been in. Can't tell if that's impressive or just really sad. It's impressive. Spasmgasm 440. Fish Foo Bongos? Question mark. Two guys, one tank. Lou Malnati's greater than Giordano's, and you know it, Greg. That's a fucking liar. Giordano's is a way better Chicago style pizza. Maricarth. Listening while playing Uncharted 1 and Crushing. Thanks, fellas. Woof. Good luck with that one. That's a tough one. CJ Rock 32. Jim Koo. Yaka Burr. Shout out to my favorite daddies. I love you, Kevin Hart. Outrageous Gems. Lightning Hat. Just for reference, you could theoretically make a female clone from a male's DNA by using the exact replica of the male's X chromosome to make the clone a female. You couldn't make a male clone from a female's DNA alone, though. No genuine Y chromosome. Face like this.
But then it's not a clone because it's not an exact duplicate.
Sir, 0312, Switchbone, 36. Finally used my Twitch Prime sub. Love you, best friends. We love you.
They would have different
Lero,
DNA.
Lero, 5. Hi, Greg. Did you visit Colin last week in L.A.? Sure didn't. Pop Taz 3R, death to Norm. My son just beat up his bully, fuck, but waited until the last day of school so he wouldn't be suspended.
All right, smart
he
kid
is eight.
Too.
I think he's gonna be a smart one, Winky Emoticon.
Yeah.
And now he
jail.
Gets ice cream. Hashtag best friends. You are raising
maybe,
a fucking hard ass man there.
Maybe but pull him aside when you're giving the ice cream, be like, look, fighting not the way to solve it. I'm proud of you for sticking up for yourself, but you can't solve all your problems with your fists.
Sounds like
you sometimes you have to solve problems by choking the shit out of people. And that's what jiu-jitsu is for.
He might have choked the shit out of him.
Throw
possible.
7.
It's possible.
Chi-Town champion. I am Eli Nicholson. It's pronounced I am Eli Nicholson. 8 months. One more month, and the baby will be out of the oven. Not literally. I'm talking a Twitch baby. What are your suggestions on how to get out of writer's block? Been stuck in it for a couple of months. You got to keep writing. Just write. Got to power
every
through.
Every night. Every day.
Mahanos. Greg. Just wanted to thank you for never shutting up about Persona. I tried Golden on the Vita back in January, and I've been Goldfarb level addicted to the series ever since.
No
thank
one's
you.
Goldfarb level addicted to that.
Go get him. Go get the Japanese Persona 5 Platinum there, too. X-Death, 7 months of making a man out of me. Jesus. And Maester. You guys are massive inspirations for the podcast that my friends and I do. If it's possible, it would be great to get a shout out. We're Watch If Podcast. We're Watch If Podcast. All right. Titan 83, Rainy Steve, JFit 7. The stress from trying to run the Handy Cortez, Dandy Cortez, and Candy Cortez Twitter accounts is too much, and I'm thinking about getting rid of them. See it Kinda Funny Live 3. Please don't tell Andy it was me. I think he would be upset with me.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Nickel Dime. Hey, Kevin, can I get a butthole?
No.
Damn it.
No, Kevin.
Cry 1027, Crown V, Arbordale D. Arbor Day D. Princess Daisy 3. Damn it, Amazon. Why make it so hard to steal your money? I keep forgetting to resub. That's how they get you. They want you to not to use their money. DJ Munch Munch, first time sub. When are we getting Kind of Funny in Game Grumps crossover? Whenever that coward Vernon Shaw returns my phone calls. I haven't really called him. With Jab, Greg, could you ask Adam and Nick about Rev 3 Games and why it seemed to end so abruptly? I love that channel, everything they did. Didn't it end abruptly because they got...
They got bought by Discovery
and then Discovery shut them down, yeah. Right? That's, I think, what happened. Answered it for you. Sigma Blade X. Love you guys. See you next week. Heart bongos. Drunken Mercenary, Mr. Miller. I apologize ceremoniously for calling you a hipster. Love, Drunken Mercenary. I'd like to see you. I'll call you. Thank you very much.
You are a fucking hipster.
I'm going to mute you for 5 minutes, too.
No.
Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hanging out with us today. We'll be back tomorrow with Kevin's birthday party, the Minority Report hosting. I'll be driving over there. Don't make that face. You wanted to do it. You said okay. You said somebody suggested that. You said that's a good idea.
I don't
idea.
Want you driving. Can we have Cool Greg come and drive it?
There's no free food. Or is there free food tomorrow?
Oh, we're going Outback.
Oh, okay. Sure. Then he can drive. Right. Until next time, it's been a pleasure to serve you.